Psalm 143, let us pray it with Jesus. Hear my prayer, O God. In your faithfulness, be attentive to my prayer. In your righteousness, respond to my plea. Do not judge me harshly, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues me, crushing my life to the ground, making me sit in darkness like the dead, long forgotten. My spirit faints within me. My heart is numb. I remember the days of old. I ponder all your deeds. I reflect on what you've done. To you I stretch out my hands. For you I am thirsting like a parched and weary land. Answer me quickly, O God. My spirit is failing. Don't hide your face, or I shall be like those who go down to the grave. Let me hear of your covenant love in the morning. For in you I trust. Teach me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, O God, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, O God, preserve my life. In your righteousness, rescue me from my troubles. I can picture Jesus praying that psalm, except for verse 2, which I'll read again, and we can pray it, and Jesus can be there holding us while we pray it. It says, "Don't judge me harshly. No one is just in your sight." But there is one verse in that beautiful psalm, verse 12, that the liturgy omits. So the church judges it, I hope, the way I'm judging it, is not appropriate as Christian prayer. It reads, "In your covenant love, cut off my enemies. Destroy all who are against me, for I'm your servant." An attitude, a feeling that Jesus countered so strongly when he said those amazing words, "Love your enemies." And he goes on to explain why, "as your Father loves them." So this Psalm 143, is a supplication of one who's in a grave situation, persecuted by enemies. It's possible that he is to face judgment in the morning and is pleading with God to be there on his side. He's relying on the faithfulness and the justice of God. Aware that he's not innocent, the psalmist pleads with God not to judge him harshly, for, he reminds God, no one is just in your sight. That line, that verse, is quoted by Paul in Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Verse 6 of the psalm, "To you I stretch out my hands, for you I'm thirsting like a parched and weary land." The psalmist's plea is clearly very real. It consumes his whole body. In his acute distress, the psalmist prays to God, "Do not hide your face. Praying this psalm with Jesus, we recall the many times during his public ministry that he had to face criticism, rejection, and persecution. We think especially of his trial before the Jewish council and Pilate, and we think of his crucifixion. Though he felt abandoned even by God, Jesus never lost faith in God's faithfulness and love. We ask Jesus to share this faith with us.